Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the aforementioned editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, responsible for the talk radio information, the top 10 stories of the week, and the people that are on the list, the top 10 folks being discussed. I say he's responsible. He's the leader of the club, Faithful You and Me, but he actually has a staff of very competent folks who listen to talk radio programs. Imagine spending all of your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, listening to talk radio programs, hosts, stations all around the country to come up with this list. It's a gargantuan job. Get my G's and my J's in the right place. Right, Michael?
Yes. Right, right. Whatever right. You say, whatever you right. Say. Number 10, we have the Germany shisha bar shooting, which is very, very disturbing, kind of lost in the shuffle of the week's events, but it was a terrible, terrible incident in Germany. And number 9, we have the Facebook, social media, free speech, and privacy. That's a bunch of complicated stuff as well. At number 8, immigration reform and gun control. At number 7, the Weinstein trial and the Me Too movement. At number 6, healthcare reform and climate change. At number 5, the economy. Number 4, COVID-19, U.S.-China relations, and deadly flu season. At number 3, Department of Justice turmoil and Roger Stone sentencing. At number 2, post-impeachment presidential pardons and appointments. And number 1, the Democratic debate and the presidential race. Pretty intense week. Now let's talk about people. At number 10, we have Harvey Weinstein. We have John Bolton at 9. Richard Grinnelli at 8. And Rod Blagojevich, Bernard Kerik, and Michael Milken at 7. Roger Stone at 6. William Barr at 5. At number 4, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. At number 3, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. At number 2, Michael Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders. And at number 1, Donald Trump. Where do we begin?
Well, let's talk about Trump's endorsement from Putin. Let's talk about that for a minute and wonder out loud how that... I thought there was that, and there was something else that came out this week that really diminished Trump in the eyes of a lot of people who are even his strong supporters. Now it's gone out of my mind. But I know that I think I said on the air something like, you wouldn't need any of these Democratic... If this stuff turns out to be true and Putin is actually endorsing Trump... Oh, I know, it's all of the messing around by the Russians in elections. There are those who think, Michael, I'm sure you've heard this, that Bernie Sanders, the trouble that Bernie Sanders has had with the, what do they call them, the Bernie bros?
Yeah.
And all of the hoopla, even Meghan McCain got into it with AOC on The View this week, talking about this problem that Bernie has. And in fact, as you think it through, wouldn't it make more sense if that creation has come from the Russians? If that all the Bernie bros and all the other people that are sort of kind of they're getting more attention than they deserve, but that always happens for the news media. But that on the heels of Putin endorsing Trump, I mean, if you can draw the dots, connect the dots between those two things, I think Trump has got a real problem. Not that he doesn't already with Bloomberg, but there's a real problem there. What do you think?
I don't know if it's a real problem. I don't know if Trump has real problems. I am not sure that anything can be a problem for Trump. And I'm not really saying that to be facetious.
Facetious.
I mean, how long has this been going on now? 2016, it started 2015 when Trump emerged on the scene.
Yes.
We study these things and we track them, and there has been nothing but a series of problems that will clearly be the thing that will take down Donald Trump. And every single one comes, and every single one goes. I mean, I could spend probably an hour just listing issue after issue after issue, going all the way back to the revelations about him that came out during the campaign when he was first running for president. So I don't know. I really do not know if anything can break Trump's lock on his core supporters who are so loyal and so active that it defies...
I think their numbers are diminishing, however. You're right. They're ones who are really into it. The MAGA bunch, they're really into it, and nothing is going to change their mind no matter what you say about them. And
okay.
Maybe to wit, the business about the Trump thing and the NDAs reared its head this week during the debate. Well, the same thing happened. Those women issues came up with Donald Trump. Everybody ignored him. And so, under the circumstances, one wonders if there isn't something really that boils around. You know, there's a long time between now and the election, so lots of things can boil up no matter what.
Right. But the difference, though, if I can jump in, the difference between Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg is Donald Trump has charisma, personality, courage, stood up to a lot of things that you would never expect an establishment figure to stand up to. Whether he came through or not, or whether he was exaggerating, is not the point. He's a dynamic figure that many people see as a savior, as a reformer. Michael Bloomberg comes across as a absolutely impenetrable, stubborn, closed-minded, out-of-touch elitist who doesn't stand for anything other than, I have the money and we shouldn't have Trump, and now you'll have me. I'm doing it for my grandchildren.
See, I don't read it that way. No, it's interesting how he interpreted it. Actually, maybe because I know the guy and I've seen how he works, how his company works, how people like him. You know, the guy's got 26,400 employees. You think there isn't going to be somebody in there who's disgruntled or unhappy or wants, you know, so he makes a remark. And I don't know that he did. I don't know anything about it. I know that I'm very close to somebody who runs his radio division, as a matter of fact. And she says that people love him. And are there folks that are,
I believe that. I'm talking about on a larger level.
Yeah.
That he comes across as a stiff, absolute.
Yeah, I agree with you. But isn't there a mood, if you will, among some of the electorate that we want to have this kind of calm down? And Trump and his bombastic presence, yes, has made an impact. But aren't we a lot of us who might like what Trump's point of view is on things just tired?
There's no question. That's part of the Trump paradox.
Yeah.
Is that in order to have this president who has engaged in many reforms that many people feel are apt, you got to put up with all this garbage that surrounds his presidency, and how do you handle that? Whereas with Bloomberg, it's a different type of thing. One of the major planks of Trump's platform was to stand up to China, and it's proven to be absolutely on target.
Yep,
and listen, I sound like a Trump supporter, but I'm calling it like I see it.
Yeah.
Bloomberg, and the China thing is really where you can see the difference. Bloomberg wants to have friendly relations with China. He would go back to the Clinton, Obama, and Bush brothers, the flying Bush brothers. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I am, and I don't like that either. I don't like the Chinese. Look, that's a whole other thing we got to talk about during this hour.
It's an issue.
What
it's
the
a
heck
policy
is really
issue.
Going on over there? I had somebody from the Epoch Times on talking about the numbers with regard to the flu. Man, do we have to talk about that? But just to sort of finish off the business. Excuse me, in the interest of time, the Bloomberg thing or the Democratic debate, way Elizabeth Warren, the hypocrisy, though. Bloomberg isn't asking for money from anybody. He's spending his own. Whatever he decides he wants to spend, that's up to him. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they're all out there beating the bushes. Give me more money. Elizabeth Warren got $5 million after her performance on Wednesday night. Good for her. Except that they're looking to get as much money as they can so that they can spend it the same way Bloomberg is, who has no ties to anybody. That's the whole thing. Isn't that part of what the political machine is saying? We don't want to be not connected to anybody so we aren't corrupted. you know, come on.
Yeah, but that's a double-edged sword as well.
Of course.
If somebody has enough money to be able to be absolutely, you know, unbeholden to any special interests or anybody else, well, that sort of in some ways makes them very dangerous.
Trump said when he ran the first time, too? He didn't take any money.
I'm not a lover of Trump. I'm not saying that. Meanwhile,
yeah.
Trump is raising money.
Yeah, now
Trump,
he is.
Trump's raising a ton of money.
Yeah.
He may not be raising as much as Bloomberg has, you know, in his disposable bank account.
Nobody's got that kind of coffers.
You know, somebody said something very funny to me. I think it was my buddy Wayne Allen Root, who's a huge Trump supporter out in Las Vegas.
Right.
And he used to be a sports handicapper. He said to me, that Michael Bloomberg has set a record as a gambler who lost $380 million in one night in Las Vegas.
I think Bloomberg will be better prepared next time around. Is he warm and fuzzy? No. Is he bombastic? No. Is he a good manager? Yes. Did he do a good job in New York? Yes. So, you know, what do you have to weigh? There's a lot of things to weigh in here. And I don't want to sound like a Bloomberg groupie. I'll tell you something. I think that he said something that was very accurate. Bernie Sanders isn't going to beat Trump. Elizabeth Waters isn't going to beat Trump. Biden might have a chance if he recovered very well, I thought, on Wednesday. What did you think? You must have watched the debate.
Yeah, I did. Of course I watched the debate.
Yeah. Did you think Biden recovered?
I think that Biden recovered like somebody who stumbles from first place and then gets back up and runs in the race, and they run good and they come in fifth. You know, they can. I think it's too little, too late for Biden. That's just my opinion. I cannot see Biden capturing.
What about Buttigieg? What did you think?
I think Buttigieg is a power to be dealt with. I don't know whether he can go all the way, but I think he could even look. They said that about Obama. Oh, Obama's running too quickly. He should wait for Hillary and then follow up. Now, I think Buttigieg is a fierce debater. I think that he has a ironclad brain when it comes to finding the right words.
Oh, yeah.
And but I think that, you know, his youth, I think that the issue of his sexual orientation, you know, kind of rumbles under the surface. I think there's a lot of things standing in the way.
Minorities don't like him either.
Yeah, exactly. But do I think that he is a viable candidate and that he could hold his own? I think he could probably hold his own against Trump better than any of the people on that stage.
Interesting. Okay. So there we have it, at least for this first part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Making sense out of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. That's what happens here in the News Talk Radio Countdown. The countdown continues. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here going through the stories and the people on the list and ancillary things that are part and parcel of what's been discussed this week. Michael has his ear to the ground. I saw something this week about the gap between what News Talk Radio programmers think and what the reality is of what listeners want to listen to, which I think is always, you know, there's more and more interest. And I think maybe I'm most interested in your perspective because you're the country's expert when it comes to News Talk Radio. I'm wondering if the change in focus here between what people want and what they're getting is brought about by the exposure to all these podcasts, Michael. What do you think?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
Whether the News Talk, what the content of News Talk radio stations is being influenced, whether or not it's being influenced by a lot of the talk podcasts that are on the market, in the marketplace.
I think that that's just starting to happen. I think that the powers that be in official radio, terrestrial radio, are starting to realize that there are sources of information about the public conversation, about the national consciousness that they can get from online channels, both on YouTube and in terms of audio podcasts. You're absolutely right. I do think that the information is coming back to radio from that grassroots arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and younger people are therefore becoming more interested in listening because the younger people are the ones following podcasts, don't you think?
Yeah. The thing is this. It has nothing to do with talk radio not knowing that there are many opinions out there and many different factions in terms of schools of thought. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of targeting and positioning which group you want to cater to so as to come away with the biggest share. And that's a very different thing than, oh, what do people want? That's almost considered naive in today's radio programming. It's more of, where is there a vacuum of what people want that we could serve? And right now it seems, and in the commercial realm, it's the conservative pro-Trump arena that many of the commercial news talk terrestrial stations are serving. It's not that they don't know that millennials are into climate change. It's not that they don't know that there are questions as to which way American capitalism should go in terms of the spectrum between socialism and free market. They know all that. They're aware of it. It's who they choose to target for the most immediate and consistent rewards. And that's what makes it frustrating for those of us who really would like to see more of a fluidity and more diversity on the dial. American corporations play follow the leader and then are fearful of doing something that might involve risk, even if it's apparent to them that it has a good chance of success.
Mm. All right, so there you go. Have we covered the debate enough to be...
No, we didn't even talk about the debate, did we? Oh, yeah,
no, we
how did Biden do? Right,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm trying to remember whether we talked about it on the air or off the air, frankly.
Well, I mean, the debate was kind of, the first hour, at least, was kind of exciting television. Mm. Listen to me, I'm judging it the same way, you know, I would judge a reality TV show.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
I'll tell you what I noticed. I have one last thought about the debate, and it was brought to the fore by seeing Michael Bloomberg, a latecomer, who's not a stupid man, not a dummy, okay?
No,
you know, everybody's picking on him. But he's a smart man, but he's not seasoned. He's rusty. He's like an old quarterback coming in after being retired.
Right.
It was really apparent that the other candidates really had their act together. They have been out there for campaigning now for years, and they were sharp as tacks in their
And they're all worried about Bloomberg. What do you think they took all the shots at him for? Because he's coming up from behind fast, and they're trying to make him look like a boob. 28 past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A temporary truce between the United States and the Taliban took effect, setting the stage for the two sides to sign a peace deal next week aimed at ending 18 years of war in Afghanistan and bringing U.S. troops home. If successfully implemented, the week-long reduction in violence agreement, which is now in force, will be followed by the signing of the peace accord on February 29th, wrapping up America's longest-running conflict and fulfilling one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises.
At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the focus on News Talk Radio, I like to associate with winners. That's why Michael Harrison is here. He's the winner. He's the chief Bible of the talk radio industry, is the publication for which he is the editor and publisher. Talkers Magazine, a list of the stories and the people every week. And we sort of cherry pick some of these things. And I want to, excuse me, number seven is the Me Too movement and the trial in New York of Weinstein and the jury asking for more information. Excuse me, he's number 10 on the list of people as well this week, Michael. So, the business of sexual problems that people have at work and the Weinstein thing, which started the Me Too movement, and now the reference to the Me Too movement with the Bloomberg NDAs that were discussed during the debate, and going back to Trump and all the women's issues that he had that didn't seem to stick to him. I heard somebody talking about this, and I thought, okay, Michael needs to weigh in on this. I heard yesterday on a talk show in Los Angeles somebody talking about the supporters of Donald Trump versus whoever might be the other person, whether it's Bloomberg or somebody else. But the fact that these sorts of issues didn't stick to Trump, this person laid at the feet of his supporters, suggesting that the people who support Donald Trump don't really give a darn about women than in a general sense, that women's issues don't factor in to the blood and guts followers of Donald Trump, whereas the more sensitive New Age folks that might vote for the Democratic candidate find that to be a very important issue. So how would you...
I'd say that that's a biased statement. I'd say that people don't give a damn about women's issues on both the left and the right. I don't think that this is a conservative or a Donald Trump thing. I think there are people all over the spectrum, as evidenced by the fact that one of the worst womanizers in the history of the presidency, at least in modern times, at least allegedly so, Bill Clinton, a Democrat. Same right. thing. I mean, look mm-hmm. at the evidence against him. And he's yep. been accused of rape. By not just one, but several women.
Yep.
And it just didn't stick to him at all. The same people that were critical of Trump for his activities with women looked the other way when it came to Clinton. So what it comes down to is there are people on all sides of the spectrum that put their political interests ahead of any kind of non-essential to them, elements. Because they're either
so more hypocrisy than really.
We just use the word,
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that it's true that Trump supporters rather have Trump in and get their way than worry about things that are not essential to the day to day policy and functioning of the presidency, mostly based on the economy, than they are with social issues,
yeah.
and that's. That's the reality. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying no. It's not just one-sided. Does that make sense?
I hadn't even thought about the Clinton thing, but you're right. So, again, more hypocrisy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing
Trump,
with the money.
Trump,
it's the exact same thing with the money. Mm-hmm. Hypocrisy of these people going out trying to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to run in a campaign, and they're angry because Bloomberg's using his own money. But it's the same. It's such hypocrisy. It just is annoying as all.
Well, yeah. I mean, even these environmentalists, Elizabeth Warren, Al Gore, flying around on private jets, talking right. about the green movement. I mean, yeah. Come on, But you can't. Go ahead.
Okay, let's deal with climate change for a second. You just tripped a memory, an item in my mind that I wanted to weigh in on. Number six this week on the countdown. Focus on climate change, and there's something floating around this week that has not gotten much attention yet because it's been lost in the discussion of the debate. But I'm trying to remember what institute it was. One of the institutes that's studying climate change, I think it's funded by Bill Gates. Not important maybe where the information came from, but the context of the information is that the average jet flies at 35,000 to 36,000 feet. If the jets were to fly just 2,000 to 4,000 feet higher than that, that is, go up to 39, because they in one direction they're at the odd, I think going westbound they're at the odd number and going eastbound they're at the even number. I think that's what it works. So if you're going eastbound, you're going to be at 36,000 feet or 34,000 or 32. If you're going westbound, you're going to be at 33, 36, etc. That's how it works. So now, this study shows that the influence of jet fuel and the aftermath of burning fossil fuel in the atmosphere would be diminished to the point that only 20% of it would be a problem, as opposed to 100% of it now. So, if you're flying at 35 to 36,000 feet, 100% of what comes out of those engines is affecting the climate. You go up just 4,000 feet higher than that, and only 20% of it, because you're up high enough for it to go the other way. And I think when that, if you've not heard that before, when that, somebody's going to grab onto that and use it, and the reason that they don't fly higher is because the government saves those higher altitudes for military jets. They have their own sort of highway in the sky. And when people get a hold of that, especially the environmental crowd, they're going to be all over it. So I thought that was an interesting thing to throw into the mix when it comes to the climate change discussion. What do you think?
It's certainly interesting. I'm not quite sure what percentage of the toxins that are in the atmosphere due to fuel are created by jets. I mean, I don't know what...
That's a lot of people, the climate change people all point to the jets as being the biggest culprits.
The biggest, more than cars,
because they're so close to the seat of the clouds and things like that. Yeah. No, I'm not an expert, but I just found that interesting. I think there's so much stuff thrown around that it's kind of like the same. Well, most of the other stuff, it's all biased, or a lot of the information. You don't know what's fact versus what's hyperbole when it comes to this. Yes,
it's huge. That's a problem. Yeah, I mean that's the problem of our era. you know, the whole fake news thing is right now we don't have a common sense of reality, and we don't have a common source that we trust. It's a big problem. Of course, maybe we never could trust anybody. We're just aware of it now. But, I mean, that's also something I'm not sure of. It's very hard to judge one time to another time because we're in different places,
all right.
You know?
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about this then in terms of what we believe. This week on the DJV program, I had a lady on from the Epoch Times. You and I participated in a discussion in Washington a couple of months ago about China, and a couple of featured folks who were there were from the Epoch Times, which is, you can explain them better than I because you have been closer, but they basically are Chinese Americans that are trying to give the correct spin to what's going on and some truth to the Chinese relationship. Yes, is that a good way of...
That was how it's based. Actually, it's turned into a really fine news organization that goes beyond just China relations. They have offices and editions in like 30-some-odd countries, many languages. They're a very, very important news organization started by Chinese Americans in 2000 as an antidote to the propaganda that comes out of Beijing by the communist Chinese. In other words, they're anti-communist Chinese. And as a result, it's an interesting angle on the news.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this lady was born that we had on was born in Wuhan. She talked about growing up there, what the climate literally and figuratively was like there, what it was like to live. I didn't realize it was so big. 11 million people live there.
I didn't know it was a big city, too. It's bigger than New York.
Yeah. So anyway, the situation there in terms of numbers, what was shocking about the reality of what she was reporting is that, in fact, the Chinese are lying as usual through their teeth, and that 20 times as many people have died and have this flu virus as the Chinese are reporting. So let's say the number is, what, 2,300, 2,500, whatever it is, who have died. That's what they say. She says that it's more like 50,000 people have died, and that as many as a million people have the virus. And then there was another stat that came out from the Harvard Public Health, guy that runs the Harvard Public Health Department, was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, said that this virus, they've studied it, 40% of the people in the world, 70% of the people in China, are likely to be infected with this in the next year if they don't get a handle on it. And if the rate is 2.3% deaths, multiply that out by 40% of the population of China, or, you know, you're talking about millions of people croaking under this thing.
Mm-hmm.
In China, not only in China, but around the world.
Yeah, I don't know how to react to that type of conversation because on one level I hate to be a fear mongerer.
Me too.
And it's hearsay. I do have a lot of confidence in the Epoch Times.
Yes,
my experience with them is that they tell the truth.
Yeah.
So I take that into account. Let's just say I believe there's truth to the idea that the communist Chinese government has suppressed information about this. I also, at this point, personally now, folks, I'm not a scientist and I'm not the all-knowing newsman, but just based on my gut feelings, that there's more to this virus than meets the eye in terms of its origins. And because it just doesn't make sense that it happened.
Well, that's what this woman is saying. It was in
somebody's
a military-industrial complex. The city is all about weaponry and this, you know, the fact
that there's a bio lab right next door to the seafood restaurant where they're doing studies on this thing. So, you know, come on. This has spread too quickly for it to be through something somebody ate. Based upon how the science of it goes, it's likely that there was more of an incident of mass exposure. Too many people got this. The math doesn't work if it comes from one person, you know, patient zero, eating a bat, getting the disease, and then spreading it. It doesn't work that way.
Eating bats. Yuckabunga.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Continuing on with our News Talk review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here with now the list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 people, that is the folks who are in focus as a result of the top stories, who are the names that are on people's lips. Number 10, Harvey Weinstein. Number 9 is John Bolton. Richard Grenell, who's the new NSA guy. Number 8, Rod Blagojevich and Bernard Carrick, two of the people. Michael Milken is also all these tied for number 7. They were all pardoned this week by President Trump. Roger Stone, who knows whether he's going to get his or not, number 6. William Barr is 5. And the various candidates for president occupy 4, 3, and 2, with Michael Bloomberg, interestingly enough, being at the top of that list. And number 1 overall, once again, Donald Trump seems to be able to skirt around a lot of the issues and stay in that number 1 position as the president of the United States. That's our list. I'm Doug Steffen for Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pregnancy is a great time to talk about heart health.
Women should know that they are at risk for heart disease and that pregnancy is a time of increased risk. New diabetes or high blood pressure can occur during a pregnancy, and that needs to be monitored or treated. It may have an impact on the baby, and it definitely has an impact on a woman's future health. Maybe my blood pressure is a little bit high. Maybe I'm on blood pressure medication already. Should I stop it, switch to a different one? But have that conversation.
Dr. Sharon Hayes says by talking about it, women can learn the best ways to stay heart healthy.
Making sure that the things that you're doing for your heart, like exercise and not smoking, and making sure the medications that you're taking and the diet that you're eating are good for baby and for the heart.
Pregnancy puts a strain on the heart that most healthy hearts can handle. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it. I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our look at the stories from Talkers Magazine. Top 10 items, starting with that shooting in Germany. That's number 10. At number 9, social media and the issue of free speech. Number 8, continuing focus because the politicians are back on the immigration bandwagon, so immigration reform is at 8. The trial of Harvey Weinstein is number 7. Back to the politics of the election, healthcare reform is number 6. The economy is number 5, and the situation with China, how that's affecting our economy. The virus and the flu, number 4. The situation with Roger Stone and the Department of Justice is 3. The presidential pardons that were given this week, and number 1, the Democratic debate from last Wednesday night, quite an interesting affair. All those are the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so let's get to Talkers Magazine itself. Go to talkers.com where you can find out lots of things. Those of you who are followers of fashion love the format. This is the place to find out what's going on with your favorite hosts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's new, who's old, who's coming, who's going, what's happening. And also in there you can find a key to Michael's connection to the outside world.
Let me out!
Yes, right, okay. So the MH interview this week focuses on a guy that I have great admiration for, Barry Scott. The rest of the people around the country don't know who the heck he is, probably. Great Boston broadcaster, and he does a unique sort of show. So tell us about what you and
Barry Scott's a music freak. He's a curator, and he does a show called The Lost 45s. Think about 45s. That means a single. And he's been doing it for years. The show's been on the air for like 30, 40 years.
I'm a great follower of Boston of his stuff.
And so we're talking about pop music and basically where radio has gone wrong in how it deals with pop music. Radio basically has totally blown it in terms of its connection to and ownership of music culture. So we talk about that. That's basically the message. It's kind of a interesting and fun interview, and it's at mhinterview.com.
Yep, and you can check it out at talkers.com as well, along with all the other things we've been talking about, including the list of the stories and people, the charts for the week of February 17th to the 21st. Here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to continue on with our Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now introducing you to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a fixture on this program, has been doing it for a long, long time because he has chops when it comes. You actually did some talk radio in Boston on a couple of stations, as I remember. I mean,
I did.
For
20 years, actually.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. So, anyway, he has the experience, the chops, as it were. He's also a college prof at Bentley University, an expert on scams, identity theft, that sort of thing. Check out his website, scamaside.com, to help yourself from getting into the theoretical vice, as they say. Don't get yourself caught into some of these scams that are so prevalent these days. All right, let's talk about the legal ramifications, some of the things on the story list of the Talk Radio Countdown. Number three item this week, turmoil in the Department of Justice. What's the basic core that people need to understand about that? The intelligence community kind of had a shake-up, too, but I think more people are focused on the Attorney General than anything else, Steve.
it's tough, though. You don't know where to pick. I mean, you mentioned the intelligence community, and the president is appointing someone with absolutely no experience to take over because he didn't like what he was told before. And then even with Republicans against it, he just gets it through by naming the guy acting. But I think the Justice Department is something of a
pretty clever when you get right down to it, right? I'll do it my way, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I always, do you remember, though, The Wiz? It was a African-American version of The Wizard of Oz, and the best song was the Wicked Witch of the West, and she said, "Don't bring me no bad news." There are a lot of great nonpartisan career people doing a good job there, and quite frankly, they are wrongfully being interfered with by the president, and this isn't a matter of partisan politics. This is a real, real concern. I mean, even taking the Roger Stone case as an example, the president criticized people on the jury. He criticized the judge, put pressure on the Justice Department to change its recommendation. It's really, really serious, a serious thing. The recommendations that the Justice Department originally made for 6 to 9 years are according to certain government guidelines. We went over them in my white-collar crime class with my students, and I said, frankly, I think, and I am not a fan of Roger Stone, but I think they may be somewhat excessive. I also said that the judge is going to be under pressure because this particular judge has often gone under what the guidelines are and gives sufficient reasons. And point of fact, the judge's ruling of 3 years in this is a reasonable case. Stone's a bad guy. What Stone did was serious crimes, and they deserve jail time. However, it should be consistent with what other similar criminals have gotten, and that is more along the lines of the 3 years that they said. Here, I think what it made it higher originally was threats in emails to one of the witnesses, and while just the making of those threats is enough to up it, I don't think they were real legitimate threats to the other witness. But this is very, very serious. We are a country of laws, and you have a president who very often just ignores the law, and you have enablers there too. So this is serious stuff.
Speaking of serious stuff, number 7 is the Weinstein trial and the jury asking for more info. What does that indicate to you?
One of the things I learned, and after doing trial work for years and years and years, is you never can be sure what a jury is thinking and when they're staying out, and is it just a single person who's holding out, or does the jury have a difficult time making it up? I am surprised that they are out this long. If push came to shove and I had to say who that's better for, I think it might be better for Weinstein. But it's impossible to know, other than many of us thought this was going to be a slam dunk, and it hasn't turned into that. But until the jury comes back and we know what they're thinking, we don't know why.
If, in fact, he is not convicted, it will cause a lot of concern among many people in this country as to faith in the system. If he's not found guilty, then people will look at it maybe in an unsophisticated way, but they'll still say the system is so broken. If this guy can get away with that kind of stuff, you know, what do you say?
It is frightening. These two cases, and there are other cases being brought, even a racketeering case, a RICO case against him, these were not necessarily the strongest, but it is scary.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor here, overviewing our legal stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.